Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. And it's that time of the week where we normally catch up with Max Steenkamp for the week that was from the Shepparton News. But today we're very lucky to be joined by Georgia Rossiter for the first time. Hello, Georgia.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thank you for braving the cold this morning.
No problem.
Hope we didn't keep you locked out of the studio for too long in that it is very icy and brisk out there this morning. I think it's the coldest morning we've had this year.
It's pretty brisk out there, yeah. You might say.
Absolutely. So a lot has been going on at the Shepparton News this week, of course, as always. I mean, obviously the federal election continues apace. We're more than halfway through now. So May 21, we're not quite on the home straight, but we nearly are.
We're getting there. And this week, Barnaby Joyce actually paid his third visit to Shepparton.
I was wondering,
about as many weeks, I think.
I was wondering if you might need to get a house here.
He is spending a lot of time here. And I think in Wednesday's paper, he told Darren Linton that he thinks Nicholls is like a very important electorate for...
Yes.
The Nationals.
Yes, a crucial seat. Mm. I'm wondering if we're going to see Scott Morrison. I don't think so. I asked the Liberal candidate about that yesterday and his reply was, I don't have access to Scott Morrison's diary. And I'm like, well, maybe you should get it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see, Scott Morrison come down. Who knows? I doubt we'll see Anthony Albanese, but...
Why would he bother? Yeah, I mean, that sounds dismissive, but no, I don't think that this area is a priority for federal Labor. But of course, yesterday in other election news, we had Pauline Hanson visiting.
We did indeed. So my colleague Yusuf Saudi went and covered that. That was at Katanga West Community Centre.
Was it Katanga or was it Katandra?
Oh, Katandra, sorry.
I get those two mixed up as well.
The K names. I'm sorry, I'm not from here.
I mean it up there north somewhere.
Yeah, so Katandra, I think she spoke about water policy. I think the One Nations candidate for Nicholls, Ricky Lee Tyrrell, has helped the party kind of put together some water policies. She also spoke about housing, mm-hmm. and she also described the public discussion about climate change as fear-mongering. So,
yes,
quite
not
a bit.
Not believers.
Yeah. Quite a bit going on there.
I believe there were some questions about... They keep insisting that there's no need for any special policies for Aboriginal people, which is interesting, especially given the candidate identifies as an Aboriginal person.
Yeah, it is an interesting fact, and you wonder how they continue to push that line. But
yes, I mean, it kind of denies our history, really, isn't it, if we think
truly
that doesn't need attention. But
especially in Shepparton, where, you know, we've got
yes.
Beautiful Yorta Yorta land. And
yes, highest regional Victorian Aboriginal population.
Elsewhere, we'll get all the politics stuff done first. We got promised $25 million from a re-elected coalition government to upgrade and expand the Shepparton Sports Hub.
Yes, good.
So that would be quite exciting.
We'll take that if we get it.
If we get it, yeah. So that could put us in a better position to host some Commonwealth Games things in 2026.
Yes, hopefully if we get some.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And then jumping back to Monday, Muslims in the Goulburn Valley, I'm going to say this wrong, but it was Eid al-Fitr, the end of Ramadan. So it was the festival of breaking the fast. So I think everyone, all Muslims.
Celebrating.
Yeah,
with celebrating. A bit of food, perhaps.
Yeah, so I'm sure they all had a great time, I hope. What else have we got?
Lots, I'm sure. Well, Mother's Day's coming up. And I know you've been doing a bit of investigation into the origins of Mother's Day.
Yeah, so I just did a little story that's in the paper today about, you know, where what we know as Mother's Day now comes from. So it's been like, you know, there's been festivals for mothers and the mother goddess going back to Greek and Roman times. But more recently, I can't remember her name right now, but... a woman, she kind of campaigned for peace and kind of called for all women to unite against, you know, war and stuff. And then that kind of turned into a bit of a Mother's Day celebration. And then later on, it kind of got kicked back into gear and was celebrated on the second Saturday of May.
Second Saturday, but of course we do it
Sunday. Sorry.
Oh, Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
You better know when your Mother's Day is.
I do. I have a double whammy. It's my dad's birthday on Saturday as well.
So okay, big weekend in your family.
It normally falls on the same day or very close, so it's very chaotic.
What will you be doing for Mother's Day? It's a bit hard, I suppose. You're away from your family.
Yeah, so I'll probably just be ringing.
Mm. Well, fair enough. So yeah, I will expect it. I will probably have to tell my son to ring me. I will actually be spending basically the whole day in the car driving to Sydney on my own. But, you know, a bit of alone time is kind of nice for mothers as well, too.
Yeah, true. You know, you can listen to your own things in the car.
Yes, I will be listening to some podcasts. Some 1FM podcasts, of course.
Absolutely.
So what else has been happening?
Monique Preston did a report about April weather, and we've had a very wet one. So
feel like it's been a warm one as well? I may be just imagining that. But
I think it has been warm as well, but the wettest, because we had that really, really rainy day with 40.8 millimetres, that was the wettest day in 2 years.
Okay.
And then we had a total rainfall in April of 78.2 millimetres.
So I believe this is really good for farmers.
Great for farmers. Good. Absolutely. I think everyone, would have been very happy.
Yeah, that's always a tricky balance, isn't it, as to when it falls and how much it falls and all that sort of thing. So I'm certainly hoping that it fell at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's quite interesting. And then also, speaking of weather and climate and things, there was the report in the paper yesterday, that more than 91% of all Shepparton homes will be at risk of flooding by 2030. So that came from the Climate Council.
That's really sobering, isn't it?
Really sobering. And I think a large portion of that, the houses won't even be insurable.
Well, I was discussing this with my husband, and he said, just as well, our house is on stilts. We've just got, small. I mean, I suppose it's, maybe a metre.
Mm.
And I was like, I hope it's that simple.
Yeah.
That we'll be okay to be insured just because we've got those. I have no idea, and it probably hardly anybody does at this stage.
Mm.
But it is a worry.
A big worry. And I know that Shepparton has had floods before, and they've been...
We sure have.
Yeah.
I've been here, 12, 13 years, been through a couple already.
Yeah. So I think just because, the three rivers are all kind of combining.
Yeah, I guess they're just saying that those floods are going to be, I guess, worse and more frequent, which we certainly don't want.
No.
But I guess, they're trying to get people to act on, to slow down global warming, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And the report that the Climate Council did this on was a low emissions
scenario
model.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if we do the best that we can.
But we still have to do the best we can. We can't just say there's no point, can we, or else.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows what that'll lead to.
Yeah, yeah. So Mother's Day as well today. We have a story about a young mum, Shannon Fisher. So she has a 9-month-old daughter, Riley, and is kind of in the new mum bubble, but not really because she's back at work and she'll be doing the Mother's Day Classic on Sunday instead of relaxing.
That's a run, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how far?
I'm not sure how far, but it's the 10th year.
Okay, but I think it is quite, I think it's something like 10Ks or something. It's significant, that's for sure.
Significant.
I have looked at it and thought, no. I mean, I'm happy to support it in other ways, but in terms of running it, I was like, no, don't think
Not my cup of tea, I think. But, yeah, Shannon's taking the time.
Yeah, so support that if you can on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess that's a shout out to all the mums out there on Sunday. Have a great day. Anything else you need to let us know about?
We have a careers and opportunities fold out coming out in the paper today. So if you're interested in what careers are available across the region.
And employment and training special publication.
There you go.
An insert. So something extra you get with your paper today if you need to know about job opportunities. I did have a quick glance through it and I saw there's a lot of sort of McDonald's and KFC, and they're all really pushing their barrows. I suppose they want young people to come and work for them.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, I never worked for fast food chains.
Me neither.
But I have heard that they do good training and for a first job it's probably...
Yeah, good lessons in life for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
About accountability and responsibility and how hard it is actually to earn a dollar out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, and then I guess if it's the worst job that you have, then it's only up from there, isn't it?
Well, we better not, give them a hard time. I know they put a lot into their employment and training and a fair few of them around town as well. So
absolutely, lots of opportunities.
They do a pretty good job with their employment and training. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, Georgia. You're just filling in this week, I think, because Max will be back next week, but you're, of course, you're welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do appreciate your time and you have a great day and a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Sarah.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club. Station
sponsor. Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.